In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor promotes an effort to protect an East Central Illinois woodland.
If you're familiar with Fox Ridge State Park south of Charleston, you know there's more to East Central Illinois than mile after mile of flatland. Thanks to the influence of the Ambraw River, forested ridges and lush valleys provide the area with a distinctive natural character. This character is maintained through a chain of protected lands, including the Woodyard Memorial Conservation Area at the edge of Charleston, Warbler Woods Nature Preserve a little further to the south, and Fox Ridge State Park itself. During the past year, an opportunity has arisen for adding a beautiful link to the chain, and the board of the local conservation group, Grand Prairie Friends, has been actively pursuing it. The link in question is a 140-acre tract of land adjacent to Warbler Woods that's up for sale. Known for now by the name of the current owner, the Dolan Woods tract is almost completely forested. On the ridges, where the soil tends to be dry, a mix of towering white oak trees forms a loose canopy, which allows some sunlight to reach the floor below. There, native shrubs, such as serviceberry, provide structure and food for wildlife. In the ravines where moisture is more abundant, red oaks and sugar maples dominate. Beneath them grow plants adapted to dampness and low light, a luxuriant blanket of ferns and wildflowers. Scientific surveys of Dolan Woods have identified some real treasures among the plants there, including the relatively well-known yellow lady slipper orchid, along with two less common types of orchids as well. Better still, according to Jamie Ellis, who's a botanist and also board president for Grand Prairie Friends, further discoveries are very likely. He told me, "The plant list already includes more than 100 species, many of which are typical of high-quality woods, but it's certainly not complete. We're still adding species each time we take a walk there." Thanks to the diverse, intact habitat, a variety of wildlife thrives at Dolan Woods. The site is presumed to host the same birds as the adjoining Warbler Woods, where breeding bird surveys have identified 57 species, 11 of which are considered species in greatest need of conservation by the Illinois State Wildlife Action Plan. These are birds that rely on large blocks of forest to reproduce, and they include some that are familiar, such as the red-headed woodpecker, as well as others that are less common, like the worm-eating warbler. Dolan Woods also offers ideal habitat for the mammals, frogs, salamanders, and other animals typical of Illinois forests. Since June, members of the Grand Prairie Friends Board have been working to secure grants from major Illinois foundations to cover the lion's share of the cost for Dolan Woods. But they are also committed to raising a significant amount for the purchase, $50,000, in contributions from members and friends by the end of the year. You can find more information about Dolan Woods and the effort by Grand Prairie Friends to purchase the property on the web at grandprairiefriends.org. To my way of thinking, this is an exciting opportunity for people to help protect a real gem in East Central Illinois.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, or to see photos, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu. And you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Sciences.